I have no name, and I am here to pass to you a tale of fear, a tale of murder, strife, and sin. So listen up as I begin. In my family there was one, and I was him, the only son, until my mother was infected with 8 new children, unexpected. Well, I was mad with jealousy, and in the future I could see that each octuplet's smiling grin would disappear, their future grim. My mind raced, for I was wise, still sit up clear as their noise. I waited calmly till one day my parents left. They went away, and left in charge was only me, their goodly son. Well, at last I thought, my time has come, my evil plot won't be undone. My gaze befell a crayon scribble on the drywall, starting little, then zig and zagging everywhere towards a spoiled corner where a little boy was leaving tracers. And so I took this great eraser and rubbed him out. Well, there goes Kevin. It left me with a count of 7. Another kid, this one a girl with flowing hair and little curls, told me it was potty time and asked that I might wipe her hind. Okay, I said, feeling sick, I'll help you out, I'll do the trick. And in the toilet, she got pushed. I crammed her in and with a flush, I sent her shooting through the sewer with the gators and the kid manure. A cry from out behind me flew. I saw that, I'll tell on you. I turned around and see who had seen what a naughty boy had been. And there sat a boy in his face with red. So I swung my boot and struck him dead. A grin erupted, I felt foul, for I knew nothing could stop me now. The remaining children came with me, driving down by the sea. I parked the car and out we got into the sun that bore down hot, into the swing set I did head, while behind me followed Dave and Ed. I first pushed one and not the other. They trusted me. I was their brother. They laughed and giggled and called that my name. That is until I grabbed the chain and wrapped it around their scrawny throats, squeaking, squawking, horrid notes. I threw their bodies in the sea. Their former flag was now a tree. Let's go climbing, said one boy. Okay, I said with mocking joy, we found a maple tall and proud that stretched up clear into the clouds and climbed we to truly go, up 50, 60 feet or so. But then there was an accident. He cried to me, and so I let my boot and crushed his clinging hands. He fell below and hit the sand. I climbed back down to bury him and set to kill the last 2 twins. I set some traps and made some nooses, dug some pits with acid juices, camouflaged my body green such that I could not be seen. But then I felt a growling pain that itched and twitched and twitched my brain. I heard my belly scream with might, feed me, I've an appetite. Feed you, I said with pure delight. I'll feed you good, I'll feed you right. I'll feed you flesh that's dripping raw, that's bloody well against the law. I looked around to find the 2 remaining twins of my parents' brood, and then I saw them on the beach running, but still within my reach. I chased them down and grabbed their hair, then clubbed their heads with little care and built a fire, burning red in which I threw their bodies dead. The children fried and baked and sizzled, their bodies bloated, their fingers twizzled, and my evil head dropped back and called, finally, I have killed you all!
I have killed you all! I have killed you all! I have killed you all!
I ate my siblings all but bones, and then I headed for the phone on which I phoned my former home, which now is empty, all alone. Leave a message, you replied. Okay, I said. The kids have died, I've killed them all, spared not one. The 2 I ate were yum, 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 yum. So please forgive me, Mom and Dad, for I was jealous, and I was mad, and I was crazy. But now I'm not, because I've killed that rotten lot. So now I'm leaving Canada. I'll find some place that has no law, and I'll find some job that I think's fitting, like children's aid or babysitting.